This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hi.
Yeah.
Welcome to AfterBuzz, this is Real Housewives of New York City After Show. I'm your host, Hollywood Lee, and I'm here with the family, Chelsea Stark Jones.
Hello! So nice to see you. Missed you last week.
I know. I'm back. I'm sorry. Daddy needed to take some time off for himself. but I got
Can't
my brother with
you.
Me, Ronnie Randomly Jr.
Yes, you know, I am Sonia Morgan's biggest fan, and I love the way she dances in a bathroom, and I just live for these kind of moments. I really do.
Buttons popping off, titties popping out.
All too relatable to my life, so I'm really... She is me, and I am her.
Well, we're... Listen, Allie, I was gonna say the Sonia double single joke, but doesn't really apply right now. Anyways, you guys, I like Chelsea said, I missed last week, so I'm a little trying to catch up with everybody. So we end with the fashion show that I was technically invited to.
Ooh.
Because I won tickets off Sonia Morgan's Instagram to go to this fashion show.
Really? Oh, wait, so they had a contest and the interns did the contest and you were the winner? A winner?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow. Okay, good.
I think it was Pickles who was DMing me.
Were they going to fly
kidding.
You out?
No. So once I realized they weren't going to do that, I just still continued with the, you know, whatever the... You know, the setup was.
Yeah.
Instead of giving them my name at the end, for the door entrance, I gave them the name of my agent in a plus one. Mm. And she's a huge, huge fan. So,
well, aren't you kind?
Yeah, so she was in the episode and she was really excited to see it. So, you know, you got to just spread the love somewhere.
And that means somebody needs to do you a favor back too.
Well, that's why he gave it to his agent. He knows what he's doing.
She's done enough, a lot.
Hello, Jimmy on HBO. Yep.
But pajamas and Sonia Morgan dresses, a fashion show with no lights. We open up with Jacques and Luann in this episode, and they're feeling Giovanni. You guys, how many people do you think Luann has forced and sat down and was like, you haven't heard my song? I'm going to make you listen to it.
Far too many to count. And it's like probably the most awkward thing ever to like sit there and have to like bob along. Granted, it is a little bop, so I'm okay with that. But like, so uncomfortable.
Oh, but I love it though. I love that uncomfortability. I can't wait till next season when she has her new song, Luann from the Lower Level. Like, I eat it up. I really do like it. And it's classic Luann and it's in your face. And I don't know, like, obviously nothing is ever going to be as dynamic as Money Can't Buy You Class, but the more I hear feeling Giovanni, I'm feeling more Giovanni, so it's good.
Well, we start with this tone of the show, and, you know, the last couple episodes have been very much fire, so I just want to say at the very top of the show, it wasn't the best episode, you know what I mean? I was feeling a little confused. There was lots of maternal moments that I was very... confused by, especially by this one right here. Like, am I pointing to Ramona? Like, she maternal. So we're gonna talk about this in the episode. Luann obviously had a sip of vodka. We're gonna talk about that. But we're starting with Jacques and Luann, and I want to just talk about this for a second because this plays out later in the episode. Are you guys friends with your exes? Like, Luann seems like the type that she's friends with her exes because Luann seems like she's always going to be, like, down for a little fun. So, you know, guys, I don't know. What do you guys think about this?
Well,
I like that she's, I like that she's friends with Jock, though. I think that's very mature of her.
You did say a couple episodes ago that Luann does date like a straight man. So this is that same batch of energy. I don't like it. I don't think it's a cool thing for her to want to be around these guys and, you know, the new fiance. I don't like it per se, but it is classic Luann, so I'll take it.
I am screaming on the inside. I hate, hate with a capital H-A-T-E. Being friends with your ex. Don't like it. Don't get it. Don't understand it. I'm not friends with my exes. They're muted on Facebook, social media, Instagram. Don't do it. I don't know.
Muted? You mean you didn't delete them?
No, because sometimes I'm a little nosy, a little petty, and I like to see what they're up to. Make sure my life's better than theirs. So don't delete. Just make sure. But yeah, no, I mean, it's very mature of her. I'm glad they have that type of relationship. I think my only thing is if I were Jacques' fiance, like, I would feel more comfortable. And it seems like they've been friends for a long time post-breakup. So, like, granted that they're friends throughout their post-breakup, I'm more comfortable with that. But, like, if when I start dating you and then you start talking to your ex again and y'all are, like, kikiing it up, I'm not cool with that.
Yeah, Wendy Williams always says you shouldn't be around somebody who's already seen your O-face. Like, if they've seen your O-face, you got to push them away. So, I mean, I part of me is mixed in this because I'm proud of Luann because I know she could handle it. I know she, like, as Leanne said, she's like a straight male. I know she gets a kick out of it. Like, she thinks it's cool, it's fun, maybe a late night something. It's all good, but I don't like it as far as if it was my situation. No, I'm not for it at all.
A lot of people have seen my O face. And they is not my exes.
I'm so glad Leanne's back. We missed that.
You know, to quote Sex in the City, like, I can't be friends with him. The man's been inside me. Yeah. Oh my God, I got so excited. Well, the man's been inside me, for Christ's sake.
The microphone almost went inside. Okay.
I know. Well, this is brand new, so it's very flimsy. It was only $40 on Amazon. Holler.
Very phallic.
I want to say hi to everybody in the live chat. I'm going to pull you guys up soon. So if you're in there and you haven't said hello, make sure to say hi. And I will get to you guys eventually. I got to pull my phone out. But I just want to say, let's move on to Ramona's trying to make Elise happen. I don't know if it's going to happen. They even gave her a confessional. And this kind of starts the tone of the episode. This part that I was very confused by. I don't know if Ramona and Dorinda are on Luann's payroll or something. What's going on?
Wait, why do you say that?
They're just, like, really batting for her this episode about her not being labeled as, like, an alcoholic or someone that doesn't drink a lot. And it's like, I don't even know why we're even, like, playing this card. Like, we've seen her go through the worst. We've seen her come up. Like, why are we kind of painting this picture now? Mm. Like, Ramona's like, yeah, like, I told her she's a big girl, you know, she's a very responsible woman. It's like, why? You don't talk like that. You don't say Luann's a responsible woman. Like, it doesn't come out of Ramona's mouth. And then Dorinda, all episode, we'll get to this part, but even at the club, she was just harping on very much, like, oh, leave her alone, you know? Like, I've been saying it. She's not an alcoholic. Like, okay, I don't get what the point is. Like, yeah. Is it some sort of deflection? I don't know. It was weird to me. Chels, are you picking up on this? I just thought it was weird that Ramona and Dorinda were being so freaking nice. They're not that nice.
They're not that nice. It didn't bother me so much until you maybe brought it up, but maybe they went into the season saying, you know what, we're going to, like a OGs, like a original pact of, like, we're going to back you in the sense, we'll have your back, type of a thing. And I think with Dorinda and Luann, for example, their relationship being so, you know, being at a low the past couple seasons, maybe this is Dorinda's way of, like, saying, like, look, here I am coming to bat for you and you don't have to worry about me anymore, second guessing you or poking fun at you or whatever. So it didn't necessarily bother me, except for when they were at the comedy thing and Elise was saying, you know, questioning it, like trying to make it a thing. And Dorinda was very, 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 I guess, I mean, you want a friend like Dorinda in your corner at that moment. So I can't blame it, but it didn't bother me too much. No.
I wonder if it's one of those things with Dorinda where it's like, and I don't know the dynamic between Elise and Dorinda's relationship, but it's like, I can have my issues with Luann, but don't you dare come in and a couple things. Don't come in and say anything. And then secondly, you're not in the crew yet. So that's, I could have been some mama bear type situation with Dorinda, I think.
I mean, these women are
and
like-
And the montages. What about the montages? Like, they showed Dorinda being a bully, and then it was like one of them was towards Luann, like the whole mugshot. And then all of a sudden in the next clip, you're over here telling people to calm down. This is not your garden. It seemed a little weird.
I will say, like, speaking a little bit to Ronnie's point, like, it is that type of a thing, like, I could talk badly about my little sister, but how dare you talk badly about her type of a thing. And I think that is where it is. It's like these women have like joined, like they're, you know, it's a sisterhood in a sense. So it's like they've earned the rights and the respect or the rights to talk badly about one another or to have opinions about one another. And so when someone like Elise, who does seem like she knows the women somewhat, but when she comes into this group of housewives in New York City, they're like, who are you to make an opinion about how we choose to live our lives type of thing?
I also think that it might be that we're getting, to Leanne's point, why this episode was kind of a little flat, is because we had a lot of these gals, Dorinda, maybe not Dorinda, but Luann and Sonia for sure. I'm sorry, Luann and Ramona, that were so excited that Bethany wasn't there. And they came in heavy. And that can't last. You know what I mean? Like, that's like an assertion of like power. So I think this was the first episode where like they all ran pretty fast and they got to take like a little bit of a walking break around the lap is what I felt. So it's becoming a little bit more natural. So we're starting to see some true colors. We're starting to see some edited behavior maybe where you want to look good for the camera and you want to show your sweet side. I think that might have been it as well. But I don't know.
I think maybe because there was some weird behavior, even towards the end. We're going to talk about it. But I do want to move on just because we are going to talk about this later. Like, it's pretty much the entire theme of the episode. We're going to definitely get into Elise because we didn't really get into Elise right now. But I do want to talk about how Ramona's trying to make her happen, and she's not going to happen.
Like, I wanted to happen, you guys. Can you believe
really?
That?
Why?
Two reasons. Well, I find it odd that every season that this show's ever existed, I've always said Ramona is a horrible human being, but we love it for the show. For whatever reason, I love what Ramona's bringing us this season. That's A. And B, I think it was a silly idea to only bring in Leah, which while she's fantastic and amazing and she's batting 100, I just think we need that counter opinion. And I think Elise is stuffy. I think she's got, you know, the stick so far up it, but I do value the authenticity. I'm with it. I don't know. I really like her.
She didn't say anything wrong. Like what she said about Luann was true. And see, you know what I mean?
I think this is the issue. I think we have, like, friend ofs are so difficult because they are kind of, they do have to make a splash. They do have to keep you engaged and interested and whatever. I think Real House of Atlanta have done a good job with adding Marlo as a friend of. She's been a friend of for many seasons. So we like actually respect her and want to hear what Marlo has to say. Faye Resnick, she's also an interesting friend of, like, but these friend ofs have been on the series for several seasons. And with New York, they haven't really had a long-lasting friend of, and I think that's why we're kind of like, whatever, like, we've done with the main cast, we don't need extra little friends to chime in every once in a while. So
yeah, I get that. The only thing I'm saying is to counter what Leah brings to the table, because again, the one thing about the show, yes, a lot of people miss Bethany, other people don't, but I would have liked, like, let's make Leah our number one newbie, but I'm just saying 15% of Elise and a confessional every now and then, I can handle that.
Well, Tinsley and her mom are back, and they're bringing us like a little fake scene, in my opinion, as well, because she's like, well, let's go to lunch so we could talk about Bruce and tell me how you broke up with him. Like, you know they broke up. You know they broke up. But I'm going to play along and be nice. I'm telling you. Today is a weird day, and I'm just like, not for any type of smoke and mirrors. I'm just like, give it to me straight today. I'm a very much a New Yorker today. So I just want to talk about Ramona. I mean, Tinsley and her mom, you know, I love me some Dale. And she has the fur babies as grandbabies. I thought that was cute. I love how she's like, they're a handful. I'm like, they're puppies, they're dogs. But yes, I love this. I love that she's playing into the grandma card, even if they are dogs. But, you know, Dale just didn't disappoint. She had to give us a little read. She's like, well, why would he want to be with a 44-year-old with no kids? So, you know, Dale's always going to throw that little pageant kind of shade. I enjoyed this scene. And we are going to merge into Sonia's business ventures. And I want to go right into that because
Before we move on from Sonia, just one thing. With Tinsley, I thought the one little caveat from her dinner with her mom was that she didn't mention she really only dated this guy so that she could go to Chicago and maybe run into Scott.
That was
kind of interesting. That was my biggest takeaway from that dinner. I was like, oh, okay, that's an expensive, like, oh, let me just like bump into my ex, jump on the plane and bump into him. Like, that's
she should have just gotten bowdy bowdy and been like, I wanted to make him jealous. I wanted to be seen in Chicago.
Yeah. So you know? I thought that was, you know, I relate to that, but on a like lower end type of scale. I'm not flying across the country to like bump into somebody. But.
Definitely not. Those are some rich people accommodations right there.
Yeah.
Well, Sonia hasn't sold over 500 pieces, you guys, and we see her business partner that we've seen throughout the seasons, which kind of makes me feel better that she's still sticking by the same people and not running around New York, like giving everyone her money and her crazy ideas. You know, there are some people that are going to like stick with her and be like, there is some magic there. We just got to pull it out. It doesn't look like it's happening right now, but I don't want to give Sonia like a bunch of shit because I do love her. She's one of my favorites. And she brought up the Century 21 clothing franchise that a lot of people weren't familiar with. It's a big thing back east. I saw on Twitter that she got the Century 21 deal, everybody. So just a little update for everyone in real time that she is part of that. So I'm glad that Sonia's, you know, fashion brand lifestyle thing is actually going to be taken into a store. What do we think about this before we move into Leah and her baby daddy? Because there's a lot to unpack right there as well.
Is there? But go ahead, Chelsea.
I do. I definitely think there's a lot there.
Okay.
Well, I feel like she's the child and he's just like the one that runs everything. You could tell she doesn't mess up with him. I want to talk about this.
Okay, Chelsea, what do you think about the first topic, though?
I think Sonia's, I felt a little bit bad and icky but listening in on that business meeting and just super uncomfortable about how she's really not doing the damn thing. But I mean, it's nice to hear that she has that deal now. I just feel like, I don't know, does this person that she's business partners with really understand her brand and like understand where she's going to, therefore she could use this, I just feel like she's surrounding herself with the wrong people. Like, granted, she's been with him for a while, but like, what does that man know about female women lifestyle clothing, you know? So it kind of just felt a little bit weird to me. Like, maybe she's just not putting herself in the right company that could, boost her.
People gotta put up the money though.
I feel like she's just not hiring the right people. The interns weren't very good at the fashion show.
I think my takeaway is that she doesn't necessarily, in the back of her mind, she doesn't necessarily want anything beyond this because she realizes that her situation's a novelty. You know, I gotta say, a couple of the people in the chat last week really got an opinion on how we recited the fashion show, almost kind of giving us information about how a fashion show works. By the way, we understand that it was a novelty version of a fashion show. So I think what I love about...
I didn't know that. I got tickets to the damn show and it seemed like a real fashion show on the tickets to me. Okay, y'all?
Okay, y'all. But listen, my thing, what I like about her is she did something that I believe... You guys will probably not like that I'm going to say this because you guys know I love Kenya Moore. But she did what Kenya Moore did on Atlanta, where she found a way to work in her brand to the show in such a funny, goofy way that it's going to make good press for her. You know, Kenya Moore hair care, the novelty that is Sonia's line. Now it goes to Century 21. No, but I'm saying, like, I enjoy that. I don't expect Sonya to ever go further than this. I don't expect her to have a good business partner. It is what it is, and it's goofy. And you know what? Casey Wilson will wear it on Watch What Happens Live once we get back to that type of thing. You know what I mean? And so I'm with it. I like it.
Any closing thoughts on that, Chels?
No, I mean, it's I don't think she's trying to be the next, you know, the Bethany Frankel of female clothing. Like, I don't think that of her, but like, it just made me sad to see, like, she's not making any money on this, and it was kind of weird, you know?
I was more sad that she was chubby. That was the more relatable vibe, but that's neither here nor there. I love to see a Sonya.
She's not even chubby. She's probably just bloated. Like, just don't drink alcohol for 3 days.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Leah and her baby daddy. You know, you could tell, though, I feel like she messes up things and he always has to clean it up. It seems like she's like the goofy one, obviously, and he's just like, calm down. I don't know. It just seemed very, very polar opposites. It does seem like they have a good arrangement, but it seems like it took time to get there. That's what I'm trying to say. It doesn't seem like this arrangement happened overnight. It seemed like it took a lot of years and a lot of incidents to get everything straight in order. And I think that's why her parents are so upset that she drank. And they all have a freaking reason. We've seen the Tiki Torch naked scene. I mean, if that's your first time drinking back, like, girl, that's, you're at a level 100. Don't get me wrong. We've all had those moments. Like, I have been there before. Everything. Arson, nakedness, Everything you could ever think of. No, but I'm just saying, like, it, when someone doesn't drink for a long time and then that's their first time drinking again and it's on a national TV show, there's something to think about there. I don't know if it should have gone that far. What do you guys think about this?
I think the relationship between Leah and her baby daddy, I definitely agree that it probably took a really long time for them to build it to where they are at this point now, considering her past. But I don't necessarily think it's a relationship where she is, like, put in check by him all the time. I think that they are concerned for her. And so I think that's kind of what we're seeing right now was, you know, with her drinking, they're afraid that she might slip back into it. But I really felt for Leah when she was in the car and was saying that she wants to be judged based off of her accomplishments and not her failures, and that she has come such a long way, and that she does wish that her mom and everyone around her. Why do you hate her so much?
I don't. I've been listening to Improper Etiquette for a while. I just, you guys act like she walks on water. It's so funny. But
I'm not. I'm just saying.
I think she's a fuck up.
I understand where she's coming from. And I did feel for her when she was saying those things. So I don't think that her relationship, I think their relationship, her and her ex, are equal. And I don't get why you just, you have like a disdain for her. Like, I'm sorry. Like, you really do.
I just said I listened to her Improper Etiquette podcast for 3 years. My point is.
3 years?
Or 2 years or whatever, however long
it's been. You listened to it for 2 years?
Well, because I from radio, Laura Stiles is the morning show host. And so I've been aware of the show for a while. Yeah. And she's funny.
But you didn't listen to it for 2 years.
I skimmed through it. Yeah, I skimmed through it.
All right. Well, let's talk about that. Ramona and Leah do have a nice moment in the car. And like I already said, I feel like they have a right to be upset, you know. But this is another little classic example of Ramona being like super maternal, and I'm all here for it. I thought it was a really nice scene, but it's just different, you guys. We're used to Ramona being a certain way. So when we got this scene in the car, I was just a little thrown off by it. Doesn't mean I don't believe it. I thought it was nice. I do feel like Ramona does have that side. I feel like if, you know, it really came down to it, Ramona would be like, I got you. Come in. I'm going to feed you. I'm going to take care of you. Like, whatever. You can't be here that long, though. But I do feel like she's a good person. But I just felt like it was just different. Different. Nothing. Different doesn't mean bad.
I mean, she's a multi-dimensional bitch. I loved it. I thought it was sweet. I mean, that's maybe how she is with Avery in those moments. It's like you kind of get to see a different. And I think that's interesting, too. Because all the other franchises, or most of the other franchises, they have younger children. So we do see a lot more maternal sides to these women. The New York women have older kids. So we don't really see them mothering their children as much anymore.
Yes.
So it is nice to kind of see the side of Ramona that we're not used to, because Avery's off to college and grown up, and she doesn't film as much or whatever.
So, the softer side of Sears.
Yeah. So I was into it. I liked it. I thought she gave her actually really good advice.
She did give her good advice. So I was like, Leah, stop with the fake crying. Like, calm down. Your ass got drunk and threw a tiki torch, almost burned down Ramona's house. Girl, you are out of control. Calm down. I'm done with you. Anyway, Chanel from Long Island Princesses was on. No one even noticed. And she was like, no one's even here for me. I would have jumped up and screamed and went like, girl, I was here for you. Your ass is crazy. We gotta just show and credit to the trashy reality TV that has paved the way. You know what I mean? Like, when it comes to, like, those are one of the shows that really get skipped over. That was good. That was so good. Anyways, I love that Ramona said that podcasts are popular. Thank you for the validation, Ramona. But she doesn't have time to watch, she says. And then we get into this comedy club, philanthropy, charity thing, comedy mess that was a mess. It was for prison, afterlife, to get back on your feet. And then it was for bullying, which I love the two causes. Do they go together? Not sure. So I was a little confused, like Dorinda said. And then Jacques, like, have you ever been bullied? Have you ever been bullied, Ramona? Have you ever been bullied, Dorinda? That was so weird. Let's get into this. I feel like we set up the scene for Luann to take a drink. Like, we set up the drinking scene for her to take a sip. Now it's over, Dorinda says. Let's talk about this.
I was okay with it. I mean, we knew she was going to drink. I've been saying all along that I don't think she's an alcoholic. I think she was not drinking because she couldn't, because of her probation. So, I mean, if she, like, she's a grown-ass woman. She could take a swig of vodka if she chooses. I don't know why we're, like, clutching our pearls over it, you know?
I'm all about it, but I didn't understand why the girls had to set up like, oh, she's gonna drink, so it's not gonna be a big deal when she drinks. I just thought it was weird.
Yeah,
it is unfortunate because seeing as it went into the trailer, it sort of like took it all away. There was nothing new about it. You know, I almost like was trying to read earlier when the trailer came out, read in my head what that's gonna turn into, but really all it did turn into is her saying it's so good. And it's just one drink.
Go ahead.
No, I just think it was lackluster because we had already seen it.
It was very anticlimactic. Yeah, I definitely think it was like one of those things that you see in a movie trailer, like you said, and then it kind of gives away the fun part when you actually watch it in the movie. Like, I'm happy it came early in the season. We didn't have to wait 15 episodes to see Luann drink. But like, I want, did she finish a glass of vodka? Like, what more happened? Did she
was like a virgin cocktail? She's like, I'm a woman and I'm ready. I'm like,
yeah, so
you know what it didn't do either, because housewives can make a scene out of everything. They didn't give us a chance as a viewer to really make a point of view. No one really had any dynamic bits of information or commentary for us to say, yeah, we agree or we disagree. I think that's one of the things you have to do with a scene like that. You have to somehow give us something to latch onto, and you gave us nothing. So,
there was some meat in the episode, though. I think there was some interesting points when Leah was like, look, I think we all should get together and I could be the mediator. And then Tinsley's like, hold on, what? Why is everybody talking about me like I'm not? And then Dorinda's like, oh, she's intimidated by me. Oh, I'm intimidated. I'm scary. So then we started to get to that meat of the episode, which was Leah is calling out the obvious. Like, actually, you are scary. You are intimidating. Tinsley might be a little weak flower, but this is might be the reason why she doesn't open up to you, because you're a freaking monster and you're acting like it right now. Tequila crazy. And then Tinsley's acting like Julia Roberts from Steel Magnolias. Don't talk about me like I'm not here.
I will say one thing, piggybacking off of Luann, I do have some juicy news and gossip about her drinking and whatnot. But with Tinsley, I totally understand her not wanting anyone else at that lunch but her and Dorinda. And I get that, because whenever it's any outside voices, even if it's Leah, who is an ally of hers, the message never gets fully relayed. So if it was just the two of them, like, I'm curious to see how that conversation might go. So I understand why Tinsley was like not so thrilled about having a lunch with Luann and Leah, or Dorinda and Leah. So that Dorinda, like, I just what, like, I really don't understand. Like, I get why she's upset that she's not sharing so much of her life, but I don't get why
she's deflecting.
It's really hard to watch, you know?
I didn't see it that way. I did not necessarily see it that way, but I didn't have a problem with Dorinda for some reason, but I still do at least think there is a bit of stress that I would have if I'm on the cast and everything that, you know, I'm just really showing some really dark, vulnerable sides, and Tinsley isn't. I could understand that. Maybe her delivery's bad, though.
Yeah, right? I mean, it puts her on a 12, like, when it really should be, like, a 7 or a 6.
She says her delivery is always wrong, but it's like, just because you say that doesn't mean, like, it gets old. People get tired.
Right. You can't just say sorry all the time. That is true. But I definitely agree with what Chelsea said, though, about the, like while Tinsley is there and is great friends with Leah, there's no need for that other person. It just, like, adds, like, more chaos. And, like, we all know that Dorinda does really like to be a good friend. You know, I always refer to, like, Dorinda going with Luann right after she got divorced. Like, in my mind, Dorinda has a really good heart. And we see it on Vanderpump Rules all the time. Like, while I love Stassi, she's one of my favorites. Sometimes it's really hard to get a message across when Stassi has Katie sitting on the same chair. Like, it is a lot.
Let's not talk about them. Those are some dumbass kids, and we're talking about some grown-ass women, okay? Dorinda has bad delivery. That's it. She has bad delivery. She needs to work on it. But the thing is, like, think about yourself in any type of situation. If Dorinda was in your face, tequila crazy, telling you all this crazy, I would be scared of Dorinda. I would run away.
Do we have any compassion for, like, what that would really feel like if you're doing the renovation and that's really, like attaching this, like, Richard emotion? Like, do we have any sympathy for that at all? I was watching her.
And you know why? Because the women don't. They're over it. It's just like Sonia, when she goes back to the townhouse, she retreats into this crazy mode, and people are over the crazy act. Your crazy act. That's what I'm saying.
When I saw Dorinda go back to her old townhouse and they had dinner in their old neighborhood, and we had this conversation a couple seasons ago, which is the death versus divorce, and it's still a loss. So for her to be so hard on Sonia when she's doing the exact same thing two seasons later, it's so hypocritical.
She's doing the exact same thing!
And it's not fair and it's not right. And so, yeah, I of course have empathy for her, but I don't give that, that's not an excuse for her to act badly, in my opinion.
I want to say hi to everybody in the chat because I didn't say hi. FM, hi from Las Vegas. What FC, Sonia shouldn't have her own business. The vegan lifestyle caught us live. Gil Marie says you guys are a joy and Dorinda's stuck in the past, which makes her unhappy, causes her to lash out. I totally agree. You guys, I love when Ramona kind of like made it a little bit funny. And she's like, am I scary? And like, no, you're just crazy, bitch. You're just crazy.
That was really cute.
Guys, why did Luann all of a sudden is like pulling the plug on our joy? We've loved you because of eggs francais, because of be cool and don't uncool. We loved you because you fucked the pirate. And now you're trying to act like you didn't do the pirate? What is up with this? I want to end on this before we get into news and gossip. And the slide looked fun.
The venue definitely looked like a place I wanted to. Any venue on any Housewives show right now is just like, please, can I get there? I want to go now. Get me out of this house. it looked like fun. I thought it was cute and funny. I love Sonia's interaction too. Like, you did fuck the pirate. And when Jacques called him out. And I thought it was cute. The Jacques stuff was cute. Of course, you can understand him. All the other comedians. It seemed like a really weird event. Awesome location.
Yeah, Chelsea, I watched the show and I talk with my siblings about the same thing where, and it hasn't hit me yet, right? Where you watch these shows and you start to be like, I'm stuck in the house. Like, this was the episode. This was the show. I don't know why. Like, I actually, the one that really got me was when I guess they were near Union Square and Tinsley and the mom were having, just that outdoor patio vibe kind of lunch. This was the first time that I also got that cringe where I'm like, I just want to be at these venues. I just like want to be out. So I definitely get that. Regarding Luann, I can't understand it, Lee. And I actually was going to ask you why she's like doing this. I know in the past it made sense because Luann seems to walk this line of elegance. And then, like, she's still, like, that shit. It's really what we love about her.
So they showed us the evidence again!
You were literally one of the first people I wanted to text to ask you about, like, why is she... Because that didn't seem like what I was going to get. And the only thing that made that scene really work is what you said a second ago, is that Sonia was like, oh, yeah, right. No, you did. You know, stop with the BS. I'm glad somebody did it, and it had to be our girl Sonia. It really did.
She's like, he told me that you did. I loved it. They showed the scene back and she was like, he cannot be told, like, no one can know that he was here. You know how I am. I never change. And I'm like, bitch. Yes! But, you know, like, that's why we love her. So I'm like, Luann, stop it. You know you did the pirate. Stop it. Yeah. Stop it. Chelsea, you have some news and gossip for us.
Yes.
Give it to us. I want to say hi to Courtney Gift in the live chat because she wanted a little. She's like, I'm here too. So hi, Courtney Gift.
Hi, Courtney.
Hey, how are you? Yeah, so just a little nugget of some interesting news and gossip from Luann. She was on Justin Sylvester's Just the Sip this week, and she opened up about her arresting officer. He is currently in jail, guys. The guy that arrested Luann is in jail. And the reason that he's in jail is because of false arrests. This man has apparently been making false arrests. Who knows if that's related to Luann's arrest and if he falsely arrested her or whatever. But I just found that really interesting. And she found out that he was in jail after she got taken off parole, like the day of or the day after. So
Did she bring that up, or did he bring that up?
She brought that up on the podcast, on the interview, and she also mentioned that she might be writing her own memoir and including a lot of these details from the arrest, from the marriage, and all that stuff within it. So it was an okay interview, but that to me was what stuck out the most.
That's like, interesting.
Fascinating.
Because Leah's cop was dirty. Because instead of just like, you can't handle a woman, you can't restrain a woman, you have to slam her against the guardrail three times.
Yeah.
So she got $75,000 out of that. I wonder, let's just stop because I don't want to go into a bad, I'm going to piss off America soon. So let's just not do that.
It was fascinating. I thought it was interesting. And she made mention, like, had she known about it while she was on parole, she could have, you know, appealed it, but that could have also prolonged her parole. So maybe it was a good thing served her. So whatever. But I just thought it was a really fascinating tidbit about her arrest. So
sometimes the exposure is enough, like putting his name out there and telling everybody and showing, look at this. Just put that in your pipe.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bad people out there. A lot of bad people. Yeah. So, but speaking of good people, I love you guys.
Thank
you
so much for joining
us. You too look beautiful.
Chelsea, you look freaking hot. You're gorgeous.
Yeah.
I want to kiss that skin, baby.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All of the skin.
Oh, you guys, stop it.
Just black beauty over there. Just gorgeous.
You're making me blush. I do it for y'all. This is the only time I put makeup on, so...
Well, once a week. Yeah, this was the week that the show needed to be funny because I got the quarantine blues this week. I'm usually okay with it, but this week, with all the stuff that's going on in the world, I needed some goofiness. So you know what? I didn't do the pirate, and yes, you did. Like that did make me laugh. I needed that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
we all did.
Love it.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for joining us in the live chat. We appreciate you guys supporting us and shouting us out every week. Thank you for the messages. I'll be back with It's Bravo Bitch on Wednesday with some interesting perspectives. It's been 2 weeks and I have a lot of opinions. So make sure to join us Sunday for the Real Housewives of Atlanta show. I'm your host, Hollywood Leah, and it's my favorite day of the week. Chelsea, where can we find you? What do you want to promote?
Y'all can find me at C_S Jones on Instagram, ChelseaSarkJones.com, and on Twitter at TheLBPlayBook.
Yay.
And Ronnie, where can we find you?
All my stuff is at RandomlyRonnieJr.com. Mostly at the moment, it is YouTube stuff. We've got interviews, like we said recently, with Peppermint of Drag Race, Headcrack of Dish Nation, and many other. There's about five right now, and it's been really fun to create. It actually has been inspired by seeing how much fun Leon has with It's Bravo Bitch podcast, and by just like seeing that excitement every week, it's made me want to do the channel as well. So I'm having fun with it. Yeah.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Thanks, Ronnie. I love you. Check out Ronnie's channel. Some good interviews there.
He'll definitely give you everything that you need for the week.
Oh, Leanne's got the Luann voice.
All right. Well, we're going anyway. So I love you guys, and we'll see you guys next Thursday.
May the Friday be
with you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.